Conscious choice. Conscious choices require awareness of intentions. While there are parts of your personality you do not know about, you remain unaware of their intentions. When you become familiar with all the parts of your personality, your knowledge of their intentions puts their conflicts into the arena of your awareness. For example, shopping during the lunch break appears to be a conscious choice, but is it? At the same time you are considering what you will buy, other parts of your personality are considering different things. For instance, a part of your personality may not like your job and would welcome being fired. That part might see a late return from lunch and an already strained relationship with your boss as a way to get what it wants. You are not thinking about getting fired, but that part of your personality thinks otherwise, and it will make shopping seem attractive, remind you of what is on sale, and assure you the boss will understand. If you were aware that a part of your personality would use shopping at lunch as an opportunity to get fired, would you still go? If you would not consciously make a decision to risk your job, yet you risk it anyway, was your decision conscious? Knowing the intentions of the different parts of your personality allows you to choose among them, which puts you at the steering wheel. You can take control of your decisions, just as a driver takes control of her car. You are no longer a passenger who is driven first by one driver and then by another. Instead, you know where each of your passengers wants to go, but you choose where to drive.